Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Should be nice today, eventually. Mel's mom is joining us to read our complaint email. This is the final email. Complaint email for the month of August. We're really late getting to it. We tried to do it at the very beginning of August, but vacations and stuff just made it impossible. All right, third and final complaint email.
That song was quite appropriate. I'm riding solo.
Yeah, look at that. It's almost as if I was smart enough to plan that, but I'm not.
You're not. Yes, you did.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
This is from Faulkner. Bubba, you should never do a show alone again. When you are talking to listeners, you are fine. When you and Melanie are on, you are great. When you have a guest host, you are good. When you are alone, you are talentless. It's the oddest thing I have ever heard. I think you are a true radio talent when you are playing off of someone, anyone. But you alone in the studio is literally horrible. I had to turn the radio off today because you were so bad. Just a piece of advice from a longtime listener. If Melanie is off, don't ever do another show alone again. Well, guess what? I never know Bubba to really be alone. He always has Richard Bazzi or, you know, somebody on with him. Faulkner, you just opened a can of worms for Bubba to be self-deprecating. Stop. Right here.
Oh, man.
By the way,
he's going to cut on himself.
Faulkner is right.
No, well, I don't think so. I never hear you really alone anyway.
Well, but
I wouldn't be able to judge.
So I would assume Faulkner. Is Faulkner a male or female name?
I have no idea.
Great name.
It could be either. I think I've heard that name is a unisex name, so it could be either person.
By the way, love that name.
Yeah. If you're better with help and a partner, leave it there, Faulkner. And we don't want to give Bubba the chance to be self-deprecating, he's going to be. Are you ready?
When you were in New Jersey vacationing,
yeah.
I did a couple of the shows alone.
Oh.
And I spend most of my time talking to listeners on the phone. But like one morning, Aaron Kleiber's in. One morning, Morgan was
in. Live Nation.
A couple other people lined up. I am definitely better when I'm challenged by whoever's in the studio, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I am better when somebody is pushing me and challenging me to be more professional, to be more artistic, to be a better. Because listen, even though this is really us, it's still a show, right? We put on a show. Our job when we turn on the microphones is to provide you some kind of entertainment or to get you interested or to create emotions, whatever it might be. And I do a better job when I'm challenged, if that makes sense. So I would agree with it. I don't know that I'm talentless without a partner, but this Friday we're going to find out because as of right now, I don't have anybody coming in the studio.
Well, don't people come in and out? Richard comes in and out.
No.
Yeah, Richard, you should have him in on Friday.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I do. But, when you do a morning show, it's not a one-person thing. It's definitely better to have some people to bounce
But I would agree with the sentiment. I just think it was a little aggressive. Does that make sense? How about that? I was not self-deprecating.
Okay.
You did better.
Although,
you did a good job, Bubba.
Thank you.
I applaud you.
Thank you. Although I do have to say that Friday, I will be flying solo again.
I'm flying solo.
Because Melanie and Ma and Jason are going to be packing up Quinn and going to be driving to State College because you guys are dropping Quinn off to college. And when you drive home and go to bed that night, she will be living somewhere else. Mom, you've been through this, right? Because, obviously Melanie is your daughter.
Only daughter.
Right. And you went through this with her when she went to IUP.
Correct. We had a pullover on the side of the road in our van and stopped driving because we were sobbing so hard. It is one of the most difficult things in your life. If there is love in the family and you hate to see that child. But it is her time, Bubba. It's her time. You know, she's a wonderful child. And as much as I'm going to miss her, it's her time to prepare for her future and experience college life. So we have to look at it that way, too.
Roots to grow and wings to fly.
I just want to roll her up in a little ball and keep her home forever.
I understand.
You know, and the thing about it is, you know, this is why you raise your children right. You hope this will be the very first test to know how good of a job you did. Seriously. I mean, I hate to say that, but because, I mean, if she were like, I'm not going nowhere, I'm living here forever, then you probably didn't do a great job as a parent on some level. So the fact, it's sad. So what advice can you give your daughter having gone through it? I mean, because I can only imagine four of you driving home from State College, and I predict that Jason will be the worst of the group. I think Jason and Breck will be in the back seat hugging.
I agree. You know what? I want to keep in mind Khalil Gibran's The Prophet, if you ever read that. He said, your children come through you, but they are not you. They have their own life, their own thoughts. And I'm going to dig that book out, and I'm going to support my daughter as much as I can.
I'm so sad.
It's
a weird feeling. Unless you go through it, you don't know.
The hardest part are the little things. So everything you've thought about so far, Melanie, are not the hard parts. The hardest parts are the things you don't even think about. For example, let's say she got home at 1:30 every day.
Yeah.
Your body will go into some kind of rhythmic clock where all of a sudden it'll be 1:45 and you're like, where's Quinn? No, she doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah.
But like little things that you don't even think about, like when you go to check her room and it hasn't changed. Like those kinds of,
I feel weak.
Like, as frustrated as you are with the water bottles under her bed, it'll bother you that there won't be water bottles and contacts everywhere.
On the floor.
But in the end, it just means that you're doing a great job. And it's just the next, I told Melanie yesterday off the radio, outside of birth and death, as a parent, this is the next biggest, most difficult phase.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And you've been through it four times, Bubba.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know.
Yeah.
How did you not crawl in a hole in a corner and just rock back and forth?
Because you can't because of your children.
And you can't let them see that because then they'll be like, Jesus, Mom, get it together.
And the other hard part, when Eddie and I came in, we went into our bedroom and there was a long letter that she left in an envelope for us. And it was the most wonderful letter. I hope I still have it. I'll have to look for it, but then we cried all over again. hard.
Wow. Look at you tormenting. I was like, look at you tormenting your parents.
Like, thanks for doing me right. I'm off. Yeah. I'm not. Bye-bye. I'm done.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, Mom. Thank you so much. Good luck on Friday. Keep them all strong. I think they're going to need you more Friday than ever.
I think my mom will be the one. Yeah,
I agree.
Get it together, Melanie. Yeah. Snap the hell out of it.
I won't say that because I know how difficult it is. Yeah, and I watched it since she was a little baby.
I know.
I drove to Baldwin, so...
It's going to be tough for you, too. All right. Well, and the good news is don't listen to Bubba's show. It's going to suck because I'm by myself.
Oh, stop it.
Love you, Ma.
Love you both.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.